good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you're at in the world when you see and or hear this, and what time of day it is when you press play. Welcome to another episode of the Vulnerable Perspective Podcast. I am your host, Jared, and today we are discussing finding love after toxicity, navigating to the next relationship. The reason why I wanted to talk about this, the reason why I wanted this as a topic, somebody brought it up to my attention actually not too long ago, and it's kind of funny because nobody really talks about how you prepare yourself for that next relationship. A lot of the times people will go from one relationship to the next and they'll leave a toxic one, go into one that's potentially healthy, but because they're so not healed and they're still going to be triggered by certain behaviors and words and phrases and mannerisms, that they're going to make that next relationship toxic as well. And a lot of times that person is going to get bled on for wounds they did not cause in that previous relationship. So there's some things that you can kind of go through to help yourself be prepared. And there's a video on my TikTok, if you find it, where I discuss you might be healed to be with somebody else, but are you healed enough to let somebody else be with you? And a lot of times that's not the case. A lot of times people are not healed enough to let somebody else be with them. But I first want to commend you if you've left a toxic relationship, but a lot of times people feel trapped. So escaping one can feel like you're breaking free of some chains, some things that are holding you back. So I want to first and foremost commend you for that, because it's not easy. A lot of times we get trapped and our thought processes gets altered, right? Into thinking that we cannot find anybody else better, and that what we know, even if it's crappy, is better than what we don't know, which could potentially be worse. So instead of going down the hall and around the corner to what we can't see, we just step right through the door that we already know what's on the other side, which is that crappy behavior that we're dealing with. Okay. So first and foremost, I want to say you really need to stop. Don't jump into the next relationship, but take time to reflect and heal. And that's obviously, that's step number one. Take time for yourself. Take time to kind of just reflect on the trauma that you were just recently through and the pain that you've been through, you know, and give yourself some grace and some compassion, knowing that that's not really the relationship that you want to be in. That's not the type of behavior that you want to accept in your life. And that's also part of this step, is taking time to set your boundaries and to know what you're willing to accept and not accept. And that kind of leads into step number two, which is indeed setting boundaries. If you do not take time to reflect and heal and to recognize what you want in your life and what you're willing to accept in your life, you're always going to allow crappy behavior to show up. And as you level up your boundaries and your self-respect, your self-love, your self-worth, your self-value, you'll start to notice the quality of the people that you'll surround yourself with tend to get better as well. So it's super important that while you take that time to reflect and heal, that you take that time to also set those boundaries. Toxic relationships often will blur those boundaries, those lines, and they'll undermine your sense of self-worth. So take that time to kind of establish clear boundaries for yourself moving forward. Identify your needs, identify your values, and most definitely identify your deal breakers, okay? Because that is super important. Once you have that boundary though, don't be willing to adjust it down because somebody shows great potential, right? Because a lot of the times when we end a relationship, we struggle with it because we grieve the loss of the potential of that relationship. So don't lower the bar for the potential of somebody. Just end the relationship. If that person is not at the level that you need in your life, do not wait for them to get better. You are not the person to fix them, to heal them. They are not broken. It is not your job. It is not your responsibility. Okay? So once you have that boundary, set it and forget it. Walk away. And if they cross that line, let them keep going. Right? Let them see themselves out. Let them take the trash out themselves. You do not need that stress in your life. Life is too precious. Our time is too valuable. It is too fleeting. It could end in the next few moments. It could end in the next day or two. We never know, unless somebody unfortunately takes that into their own hands, we never know when that day is going to come. Don't waste it. Giving time and energy to somebody that does not respect and value and appreciate you and what you bring to the table. Okay. The third step with this is in that process of setting those boundaries and reflecting and healing is to take time to rediscover yourself. So being in a toxic relationship can erode your sense of identity and autonomy. So use this time to really reconnect with yourself and rediscover your passions, your interests, your goals in life. A lot of the times we adjust what those are to fit the person that we are with. And that's not how life is meant to live. This person should not come into your life and cause you to alter everything about you so that you fit into their life. They should not come into your life and complicate it. They should come into your life and complement it, and vice versa. You should go into their life and complement theirs as well. So you really want to take that time to invest in self-care activities that nurture your mind, your body, your soul. And just remember, as a whole, you are a worthy person on your own. You don't need somebody else to really give you that worthiness, that value, that, you know, validation, right? You don't need that validation from an outside source. That really comes from internal, okay? So with that, going into step number four is to kind of trust your intuition. After experiencing that toxicity, it is natural to be wary of new relationships, to kind of go in and be guarded and be in that survival mode where certain mannerisms and behaviors that the other person may exhibit may cause you to get triggered and emotionally charged. So before you jump to conclusions, take a step back, process everything first, and try to understand that not everything that you're hearing or seeing or experiencing is coming at you with vindictive or malicious intent. So this is perfect opportunity for you to ask your next partner, right, what their intentions are with how they're treating you, what they're saying and what the intent behind what they're saying is, and to verify, you know, that they are not coming at you with how you're feeling they are. Because not everybody does things the same way. There may be similarities, and those similarities may trigger you, but that may not be the intent behind it. And you don't want to ruin a potentially good thing because of past traumatic experiences that cause you to automatically think that it's bad, that it's toxic, that it's narcissistic, and that it's gaslighting or whatever the case may be. So take time to ask. Question first. Be open. Communicate properly. Don't attack them. Don't be aggressive. Just say, hey, can you help me understand the intent behind what you said or what you did? It made me feel a certain type of way. I don't like feeling that way. So I just want you to help me understand it so that I can try to reprocess things and so that I can realize that this is actually healthy. Now, if they did mean it that way, then that's your first sign to trust your intuition and leave. Because if this is how they're behaving, then you don't want that in your life. And that's part of that boundary. Do not accept it. Move on. Right now, if this person is willing to say, hey, I apologize. I'm just used to doing this, but I want to get better for me, but also for us. And they're willing to put that effort in, that work in to change things and be better, not to change who they are for you, but to improve upon themselves for themselves and for you and the relationship and the potential of that relationship. That is huge. And that is something that I think is worth giving time and energy to if that person is willing to put that work in. Not everybody is, but that's one of the things that you need to find out right off the bat when you get into that next relationship. Are they willing to put the effort in to improve upon themselves? Life is all about continuous improvement, in my opinion. And I think if somebody is not willing to try to constantly improve upon themselves in some way, shape, or form, they're complacent and they're lazy and they're just slowly dying off. And they're just to become bitter and toxic themselves. And that's not something that I want in my life. So the next part, there's only a few more parts to this. The next part is to take it slow. You don't need to rush into a relationship. And one of the biggest things I see, and I've done this myself, is you get into a relationship and this person will show you something that you are missing in your past relationship or in your past relationships. And because it's something that you've been yearning for, you will grab onto it and you will hold onto it, right? As tightly as you possibly can. And even if it comes with abuse and toxicity and narcissism and gaslighting, right? We sit there and we grab it, we hold onto it, and we curl up into a ball. And while the rest of them is kicking us and beating us mentally, physically, and emotionally, we're holding on to dear life, onto this one thing that we've been yearning for such a long time. And that's not what you need. So don't jump into a relationship and rush right into something. Don't love bomb them. Don't let them love bomb you. Don't grab tightly onto that one thing that you've been yearning for. Take it slow. Do yourself a favor. Do that person a favor and just let it blossom naturally. Don't disrupt your entire life to fit this person in. Give them time. Give them energy for sure. But don't just alter everything about you and what you do on a day-to-day living where your identity becomes about them, and don't expect them to do the same for you where their identity becomes about you. That's not what this is about, at least not yet. Right now, this is about discovery. So you need to take it slow. When you're entering that new relationship, you need to allow time for trust and intimacy to develop naturally. You need to resist the urge to rush into commitment or overlook potential issues. A lot of the times we'll see red flags and we paint them yellow, right? We're not painting them green necessarily. We're painting them yellow, like, I'll slow down, but I'm still going to proceed. It might be with caution, but I'm still moving forward into something that we've already determined is a red flag and that we're not willing to accept or in our lives, part of that boundary step, right? Stop painting red flags yellow. Stop painting red flags green and keep moving forward, right? Ask questions, think critically, understand their intentions behind how they're treating you, and then make a decision as to whether you can accept it or not. But don't accept something just because they give you that little bit of taste of something that you've been missing, okay? So make sure that you focus on building a foundation of mutual respect, communication, and trust. If they can't communicate with you about their feelings, their thoughts, their concerns, and stuff like that, but you can with them, then that's an issue. And let them know, like, hey, I need you to be able to discuss things with me. I need to feel safe with you. I want you to feel safe with me. And you may not feel it right up front, and that's fine, but that's something that I need us to work towards. And if you can't, I get it. That's fine. That just means that we're not meant to be together in this relationship. Maybe as friends, maybe as acquaintances, or maybe not at all. But I just need that in my life, and that's the only thing that I can accept for us to move forward. The next part of the process in trying to prepare for the next relationship is practicing forgiveness. With practicing forgiveness, you need to do it not only towards your ex-partner, but for yourself, for allowing that behavior in your life. Release any lingering resentment, anger that may hold you back from fully embracing new experiences or connections. Remember that forgiveness is a gift that you can give yourself, allowing you to let go of the past and embrace the future with an open heart. You are ultimately responsible and accountable for your actions and behaviors and what you're willing to accept and not accept into your life. So you need to forgive yourself for allowing that toxic, narcissistic relationship to happen, for allowing that behavior to be a part of your day-to-day life. It happened. It is what it is. There's no point holding on to it, right? You can't get that time back. So this is the moment where you look back at your past, you learn as much as you possibly can from it, and you use it to propel you forward to be the better version of yourself that you possibly can be. We will never be the best, right? We'll never be perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. It's kind of a faux pas. There's no such thing as imperfect either. We just are as we are, but we can still improve continuously. So work on forgiving yourself. Forgive your ex for being the way that they are because it did give you something to kind of educate you and help you really understand the different types of behaviors that are out there, right? There's that old adage that's out there that says a smooth seas never made a skilled sailor, right? You can never learn and grow from always having success in your life. You never really truly learn anything from always winning and always succeeding. You need to fail. You need to have trials and tribulations in your life, challenges and obstacles to overcome in order for you to realize what you're capable of, what you're not able to do, and what you need to learn so that you can get better, get stronger, faster, emotionally, physically, mentally, right? You need all of that stuff because that's what pushes you. And that's what helps you kind of get to the next level. you train muscles by tearing them open and they heal, they become stronger, and you can lift more weights and you can move faster and you can do more longer periods of time. That same goes with your mind, that same goes with your spirit, that same goes with your processing capability. You don't learn stuff unless you go through shit moments in your life. So that's super important for you to have that, okay? So as we wrap up the episode today, and I know it's not a very long one, I'm working on having longer content. I want to leave you with a reminder. You are deserving of love and respect and happiness. Take these solo steps that I've given, navigate the next relationship after getting out of a toxic one, and reclaim your power and rewrite your story. Okay? You need to do that for yourself. Give yourself some grace, have some understanding, right? Forgive yourself, forgive your past, right? And then just move forward to be the best version of you that you possibly can. I appreciate you taking the time to join me on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Until next time, please remember to take each step with courage and compassion. You all have an amazing day.